Hello, Peaceful Profiteers. Kim here with an exciting client spotlight episode for you today. Today, we're talking to our client, Renee Tucker, who was originally a horse veterinarian. Now, she teaches students worldwide how to align horses physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally through her biokinetic energy work in her business, Tucker Biokinetic. Renee, thanks so much for joining us today.
My gosh, Kim, thank you so much for having me. I love chatting with you, and I hope I don't ramble on too much. So,
oh my goodness, you're fine. I love talking to you. What you do is so fascinating, and I'm so excited that you're here because you recently had a pretty big win in your business. Walk me through that.
Oh my gosh, okay. So I joined Peaceful Profits, and it really helped. Gosh, I can't even tell you how much it's helped me. It's been wonderful. And I've been in business for quite a while, since 2011, with online stuff. And I've been a veterinarian for 25 years. Don't tell people. It's been that long.
Our secret.
But through Mike's recommendations and the whole thing, I went to raise my prices. I have an accreditation or certification program. There's like a basic and then an upgrade to like master practitioner. So it was at 3,000 and then an upgrade is 6,200, right? And I have 3,600 people on my email list. So I'm doing the mic thing. I'm chugging along, you know, adding value, and it's not done yet, right? But I plan to raise prices from 3,000 to 5,000, which I hadn't at the time. But I emailed people telling them, hey, this is going to happen, right? And I didn't really expect anybody to care because I've been emailing these guys and they're all like, okay, sure, that sounds nice. I thought maybe one or two would come when, you know, I gave them a deadline for when I was going to raise the prices, and I got 23 people. So I personally was shocked. I really didn't think I had that many just lurking out there waiting on the fence, you know? But for 23 people all at once, I mean, that was $100,000 to me.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's phew for rent for a long time, right? So, and I don't know if I should share this now, but I just wanted to, you remember that little story I told you about listening to Mike on all the high ticket offers?
Yeah.
So Mike does these high ticket.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, just for anybody listening out there, if you're not familiar with the Peaceful Profits program, as part of it, Mike will do a review, a personal review of a high ticket offer. And that's what Renee is referring to here. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And I was so nervous. I told you, and I was like, so nice. But I was so nervous that I listened to all the ones that have been posted before. And I kept thinking, it's just so obvious what everybody else should do, right? It's so easy to solve other people's problems. And so Mike's talking to people and explaining, you know, a lot of people want to know what price point they should do. And is it worth that much, you know? And he'd explain, well, here's the value you're actually bringing. And it's, you know, all different types of ways to look at it. You know, how much money can they make and how much less time does it take you? And all these different views of looking at it. And I kept listening to this and I kept saying, that's right, Mike, you tell them. That's so that's right, you know, but I wasn't getting it in my own head. And then after like the sixth or seventh time of hearing Mike explain it to somebody else, it finally goes ding, ding, ding. Oh, I get it. Because they always say, know your niche, know your niche. Well, I'm in the horse business. Seems like a small niche, right? So, but I know this niche. I've been in it 25 years. So I know all the body workers and alignment people and vets and all that. I know this niche. But that's the problem, is that all the alignment people that I'm trying to sell to, they usually don't have any money.
Yeah.
Just generally speaking. Okay. And I live in Los Angeles now, but I've lived in Washington and Oregon and California, and they don't have any money. they're making a living. So they're making a living. They can pay their rent and stuff like this. But as far as having, you know, $5,000 to pluck down on a new course, that's not the ones I knew. So my brain was freaking out that I was even charging 3,000, but then Mike telling other people the value that they're bringing, and gosh, they could have a whole career, and you could all this other stuff that I learned from Mike on these high ticket offers. I was like, now I get it. Now I get the value that I'm bringing. It's not just about can they afford it or not. It's Mike's thing of saying that, yes, you'll be able to maybe serve fewer people, but you can do a really good job. So increasing all the offerings, adding mentorships and business courses and all kind of stuff so I can really, really help my people, and then raising the price and bringing more value. And it just feels right. It doesn't feel like I'm just trying to raise my prices because I want to raise my prices.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It sounds like mindset was a really huge part of that shift.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't even explain it. It's like I wanted to raise it to 5,000 because I somewhere in my brain felt it was deserving of that, but I couldn't see the value from that other perspective.
Yeah,
because I've been in my niche forever. And anybody I know to ask, they're all in my niche. All my friends are all in my niche. Professional acquaintances are all in my niche. So yeah. So then that was just really, really helpful to hear everybody else's problems, because then it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Not totally obvious. I wouldn't have said what Mike said, but when he explains it, I'm just like, oh yeah, duh. Finally got it in my head. Oh yeah, duh. Okay.
I do love that about our community. We just have people from, I mean, here you are, right? A horse energy worker, like some so random in the whole scheme of so many people doing all these different kinds of businesses, that you can hear that feedback. And then you can really start to distill down those principles of how to apply it to your business as you see other people applying it to theirs. And it's really a beautiful process.
Exactly. Exactly. If all I had was listening to Mike on those high ticket offers, that was worth the whole cost of the whole program.
Oh, I love that. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah,
it's great.
Good. I'm so happy that was so helpful for you. So you had that high ticket offer in place. And then from listening to those high ticket offer reviews, you went back, you raised your prices, you let people know I'm going to raise my prices. And then you had 23 people jump the gun. How did this impact your business and how you see things? What did you learn from this experience?
Oh gosh, so much. I don't even know. It's like I said, I didn't know they were out there just hovering on the fence. But you know what's funny is that I was out there on Peaceful Profits fence for months working on my book. I was going to do it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to join. Yes, but I'm doing this first. And then, oh, my schedule, I got to wait. And then Mike sent out an email saying, hey, we're going to raise our prices. And I'm like, oh, crap, I got to get off the fence. And so that gave me the courage to do the same thing to my own people. And it just helps. I don't know. I don't think I was motivated to join. I just had my own timeline in mind.
Yeah.
You know, obviously later than sooner, but I'm so glad I did it. And I feel like my clients are also really glad they did it too. So what else did I learn? People are out there.
Yeah.
And then I've already implemented. So I've increased it to the 5,000 now, implemented a contract, Mike's recommendation and
awesome.
All that stuff. Gosh. And I have people coming in. And I'm like, I thought $3,000 was no one who could pay that.
Yeah.
And now they're just paying
$5,000. Wow.
I don't know where they're getting it, but it's not my problem. And I don't feel bad anymore because now I can see the value that I'm actually bringing.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I know clearly because you and I have worked together in the coaching and stuff like that. I see the value you bring to your clients. It's definitely there. Oh, that's amazing. I'm so happy you had that experience.
Thanks, man. It was really good.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. So we've talked about some really positive, like, yay, you had this really awesome experience and you had this huge win. Walk me through some of the challenges that you've had, because some of the people who are going to listen to this, they're struggling in their business right now. They're really trying to find the light, and the experience that you've had is what they would like to experience. So walk me through some of those challenges that you had and how you dealt with those.
So I was thinking about two things I could share with people, because I had been in business for a while, that were my biggest mindset shifts, even though I feel like the term mindset isn't strong enough for what happens. Okay. I'll just tell you. All right. Okay. So the first thing that really made a big shift in my business, believe it or not, was getting an assistant. Mm-hmm. And maybe people already have one and you already understand, but if you don't have an assistant, they always tell you get an assistant because think of all the time you could save. And I was like, yeah, I will. I know I could give her all these emails and all these phone calls and yeah, but I learned as a veterinarian that to get another veterinarian in your practice, you should have 1.5 times the work. So you're working 40 hours a week, but if you want an assistant, you need to work 60 hours a week and have the business for that before you can hire someone to then justify the paying of that person. So I kind of had the same mindset for an assistant, where I just needed to pay a full-time assistant, and for her to be good, she's going to be expensive. And I'm like, as soon as I can afford that, I'll get one. So then I finally heard somebody talk about, no. Wrong. Okay. So you can get a really good assistant who wants to work, who's like, for example, I found my first one at hiremymom.com. So these are executive assistants with huge qualifications who are having kids and staying at home. And they don't have time for a full-time job. So there are people out there who really want to work, but need to be virtual, need to be flexible to do their own hours for kids or whatever. My assistant is awesome. I got her originally for 5 to 10 hours a week. This is like 5 years ago. She's has horses, but her husband is military, so she moves around. She doesn't want to get a new job every time, and she wants flexible hours. And so I hired her for $15 an hour for 5 to 10 hours a week. I'm like, oh wait, I could afford that. So that's how that happened. And you're like, well, so what? So what? She took 5 to 10 hours off your plate. But see, here's the thing. Once you get the onboarding done, then she's finally get, it's all going good. Now you sit down in the morning and there's not 40 or 50 emails in your inbox. And you're like, wow, this is cool. And your brain does this weird thing. You're like, huh, now what do I do? Because you're so used to being on the hamster wheel of do these tasks, get the money, pay the rent, that it once you get jarred off of it because you've hired someone to help you, you're like, oh, this is what not running on the hamster wheel feels like. That it's like not only a mindset change, but it's like a some kind of spiritual growth thing. Your brain expands. It's weird, okay? But then you can finally start doing some of the CEO work where, okay, here's where my business is. What do I want to do? Where are we going here? Because I got someone else doing the hamster wheel, and she's happy about it. So I'd rather, that's kind of my number one thing is as soon as you can, which is sooner than you think it is, get an assistant. 5 hours a week. You would not believe what that can take off your plate with all those routine tasks. And that 5 hours, even 5 hours a week, what can you do as a CEO for planning? That's a huge amount of time.
Oh, 100%. I love that. In fact, we have an entire stage dedicated to building up a team and outsourcing and all that kind of stuff. I love that. I'm so happy that that's your piece of advice.
So that was a huge shift to me. And I feel like that's kind of what happens when you're growing your business, is you plug along for a little while and then you learn something and your brain goes, oh. And then I do that oh thing, and then your business goes whoop, and then you plug along, and then you do the next thing. So,
I love that. That's so great. Did you say you had something else as well?
yes. So that was one of my first big O's in business and grow. And then the second thing was doing a certification program. So yeah, so when I first started, I was just teaching people how to fix horses. You know, it's energy body work and it's cool. Never hurts anything, you know, so it's safe. Anyways, I just want to fix horses. So I have some students come in and they're doing the beginning class and the advanced class and they're all happy. And I'm just wanting to fix horses. And I think all they want to do is fix horses because that's all I want to do is fix horses. And then somebody, one of those people who come through goes, okay, this is wonderful. I love this technique. Really working good. What do I put on my business card? And I went, oh. So rather than saying, you know, well, whatever you want, duh, I really thought, why do I not do a certification program? And thinking about this for this meeting, I really feel like I didn't originally feel like, who am I? who am I to certify you? Yeah. Right? It felt kind of prideful to me to create this whole certification program. I didn't want to be that way. I just want to help horses. Mm-hmm. So, but then I realized, oh, wait a minute. My students need this certification program. It's not just me trying to get more money, trying to be woohoo, the person who certifies people. It's they need that. Mm-hmm. They needed something on their business card so they could go to a horse person or a barn and be like, hey, I'm certified in this. So would you like me to demonstrate this for your horse? So that was a whole big mindset shift of that would be helpful for people, not just me being the big wig, you know? Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yes, my number one piece of advice that I would give is all or most all business exponential growth is first preceded by a mindset change. Mm-hmm. So all you got to do is just keep yourself open to people asking you questions or joining a new group. Just keep it open and it's going to come exactly when you're ready. That's it. So in that way, it's pretty easy. So you don't have to hustle, hustle, hustle. Yeah. Just take it easy, take it peaceful, and then all the profits will come.
Oh, I need that stitched on a pillow. That's beautiful. I love that.
I think it's really true. When I was looking back at all these changes, like that's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's very succinct. I love that. That's amazing. So if you were to combine everything that you've learned or just give us one takeaway from what you've experienced here, what would that be?
I feel like when I was, you know, preparing for this and thinking of all the little jumps that I've had in business, I feel like almost all business exponential growth is preceded by a mindset shift. That's for sure happened to me. So, because you can't like plan those. You can't say, oh, I want to do a mindset shift on Thursday. I mean, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
You just got to be aware and keep your mind open. You know, because it could be someone asking you a question. Hey, what do I put on my business card? Or, you know, it could be a book you read. It could be listening to Mike on all of his expert advice. It's amazing. It could be so many different things in different areas. You'd be surprised. But if you just realize that that's going to happen exactly when it's supposed to and keep your mind open to it, then it'll come in really easy. But trying to force it, it just stresses you out. So just relax. It'll all happen eventually.
That's an incredibly peaceful approach, Renee. I love that. Thank you so much. Amazing. You're doing such amazing things out there. If any of our listeners are out there and they want to find you and the energy work that you are doing with horses out in the world, where can they find you?
Well, I would love to have them. And also if anybody has any questions about any of this stuff, so you can email me or whatever. I am at www.tuckerbiokinetic.com.
Fabulous.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been really fun, Kim. Appreciate
yeah, 100%. It. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll see
okay,
you
soon. No problem.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye.